Daglan, what is the team news ahead of tomorrow's game with Shelburne?
Everybody's ready to go. Everybody's served their quarantine. Full squad they picked from. So I think it's the first time in a long time we've been able to do that. And so now the competition for places becomes key. Wherever you get a jersey now, it's key that you keep hold of it. But also we're going to have to rotate and we're going to have to use the full depth of our squad, because I think this is going to be the first of 6 in 22 days potentially. So we got to make sure that, you know, we keep a freshness about our group, play certain players for certain games. We have a real strength and depth. We have to continue to improve in terms of everybody's at different levels of fitness and can play X amount of minutes and play certain games and not maybe not other games. So it's something I'm looking forward to, is watching a lot of good players play.
Coach Daglan, what are your thoughts on that game with Shelburne?
A very difficult game. Shelburne have a lot of experience. They brought on people like Gary Deegan, that has a wealth of experience both in the League of Ireland and in England. He's done a magnificent job for them in terms of bringing that winning mentality. You know, they've players like Kieran Kilduff that has had a fantastic career up to now as well, won league titles. Got Carl Shepherd, again, another serial winner that's a lot of trophies under his belt. So, look, we're under no illusions. There's no easy games in this league, and this is certainly one that we have to prepare and treat with the greatest respect, because Shelburne are a good side.
Coach, you must be getting into a bit of confidence. So, watching your team play over the last few weeks, we're unlucky to walk away from the Brandywell last week with no points. But you must be a lot of confidence about the camp.
There is. Look, we've good players. I thought last week we were very unfortunate, yes. But look, we would also take playing poorly and take 3 points off a game. So we're not in the habit here of patting ourselves on the back for losing a game. We should have seen something out. We should have got something from the game. We didn't do that. So now we move on to the next one really quickly. We've got to try and get 3 points, get up a table, and then, you know, reassess it then after the weekend. But it's key now to pick up as many ones as we possibly can.
Of course, you did say a key to pick up them 3 points. It's a short season, Declan. It adds pressure, you know, being such a short season. You know, you've picked up 3 points already this season, but the next few games, it's like 6 points, 6-pointers.
Absolutely. Look, I don't think there's a lot between a lot of teams in this league this year. I think all the teams have strengthened really well. I think every game has to be treated on its merits. But look, from our point of view, we've dropped points we shouldn't have dropped this year. But we're also very confident that we'll pick up points moving forward. We believe in the group. We believe in the work that we're doing. And I've no doubt that, you know, we can the performance levels can still continue to go up, and I've no doubt as well that we'll pick points up over the coming weeks.
Of course, the rotation of players in such a short season will be key as well, Declan, as you've already said. Of course, going to Europe as well, Declan, on the draw this week, what do you think of the draw?
Listen, I haven't spoke about it that much, but it's a difficult draw. I think a lot of people are getting carried away thinking it's an easy game. It's far from it. I've seen a couple of games of them. They're a very technical side. There's only 6 teams in their league, and I think, you know, yes, they haven't picked up the ones they probably would like, but let's not underestimate the difficulty. We as a club haven't progressed through Europe too many times in our history. Yes, we had a great run in 2006. Yes, we beat Riga once. Yes, we beat Aberystwyth once, but over recent history we haven't progressed in Europe as much as we would like as a club. And we will treat this game with the utmost respect and do everything that we possibly can to get into the next round, because we've worked so hard to get into Europe last year. It's extremely unusual with a one-off tie. But look, it is what it is. We'll certainly go out there and give it a right good crack and look forward to it, because we've worked so hard to get there.
Would you prefer the home tie, Declan?
Absolutely, of course. You want to be playing the Brandywell. But look, we have to accept what we're given. We have to try and make sure we progress through the round, and that's going to take a lot of hard work. But as I say, look, the most important thing for us is the 2 league games is coming up, and then we'll put our focus solely on the European tie.
Thank you, Declan.